Listen up, Logan Paul. Let me tell you something, brother. You think that you're hot shit with all your Pokemon cards. Well, guess what? To be the master, you gotta catch them all, brother. And you haven't caught the ones that dipshit Dal has, brother. So, Logan Paul, what's it gonna be, brother? Are you gonna sit back and just know that dipshit Dal is hanging on to these Pokemon cards? Or are you gonna make it worth his while? It's up to you there, Logan Paul. It's up to you, Logan Paul. Do you want to sit there and let dipshit Dal have more of the original Pokemon cards than what you have, brother? These Pokemon cards date back to 1995, before you were even thinking about doing any of your fighting for free against one of the great ones who never paid you. Or do you want to sit there and make me a cash offer? Do you want to send me over some money via PayPal or Cash App? And do you want to have the original 150 Pokemon cards? Or do you want to make a higher offer and give me more money in the bank? To where then, brother, you're going to get some more hologram cards. You're going to get some double up cards. You're going to get the whole original 150. And then some. What's it going to be, brother?
Releasing this thought out into the universe. So, recently, listening to the Flagrant podcast, and they had on Logan Paul. I'm familiar with Logan Paul, but never really listened to his stuff or anything like that. So, the most thing I know about him is that the fella's into Pokemon cards. Pretty damn much. Pretty high into Pokemon cards. I read some articles that trading cards are doing well. I mean, right now is a recession that we're not speaking of, but I'm wondering on if I'm just putting this thought out into the universe on if Logan Paul would be interested in, you know, catching them all original. Most of the cards are first edition, but we all know Pokemon. If you don't know Pokemon, then, you know, this episode's obviously not for you. But it started back in the good old days. I remember watching the cartoons, and then we would collect cards and trade them out and everything like that. And I never kept any of the trainer cards or any of the power-ups or anything like that. And I never really got the concept of the actual card game. I just kind of was a collector at a young age, and I was thinking, well, I could, you know, just hang on to these forever, and that was kind of just my thought on it, was collecting, and I probably lifted a few of them from my brother, so if I did end up selling it, then that's out there now, and I have to just share profits with him on that. But, you know, I just read an article about Michael Jordan cards going for a good amount, and maybe now's the time for collectors of memorabilia to let stuff go, since this recession is happening. You know, the wealthy are still collecting their things. So I don't know on that. Maybe someone reach out to me if you're a dealer in nerd dweeb memorabilia. Yesterday I was listening to the Young Guns podcast. Shout out Robin Figgs. And they were discussing Pokemon as well. So it's kind of weird that I was having the thoughts of putting my stuff up, the Pokemon cards. I was just, you know, debating on putting them up for sale and everything like that because of, and this was the last 2 weeks, I've been just kind of debating on selling it. Me and my buddy at work, we've talked about, like, it's just been in conversations where we're talking about, like, the nostalgia. And nostalgia is huge right now. So people who do have money are probably willing to spend money on Pokemon cards and what have you. I just don't know if it's an actual good thing. It's fine that I have them. I mean, they're not gonna go in the trash, obviously. But if at this point in time, if it would be worth my while on selling them, and then, if I did that, maybe it would give me a little bit of a standing ground on, pay off some debts and then have a little bit of a cushion. Travel the world. I'm not gonna travel the world. That's dumb. I don't think I could travel anywhere anyways, 'cause yeah, I'm probably not able to travel anywhere. I mean, I could travel within the United States. It's not like I'm locked down by the man, but I'm kind of locked down by pharmaceutical, the big pharma. I don't believe I'm able to fly outward of said country. So, whatever. Why leave the great states of America, But yeah, that's what we're going on here today was the Pokemon. So it's just really interesting how I was discussing it with a buddy at work and then thinking about putting the cards up for sale, and then the next episode of Flagrant was with Logan Paul, and he's discussing the nostalgia of it, and he grew up not even knowing it was a card game. He grew up playing it on the damn Pokemon Go, which is pretty cool. I mean, my kids played it on there, and Logan Paul's 6 years younger than me, so it's kind of a weird comparison. But I grew up, I was collecting the cards. My kids grew up and they knew about the cards and the thing. Pokemon Go, the thing. Boomer! Now Pokemon Go is pretty cool. Shout out Red Team. Sometimes I like to just turn it on to throw my shit into a. Because mine are pretty powerful, I'm not gonna lie, okay? Like, I dabbled in it, and then I used to play it at work, and people were like, "You're playing Pokemon Go? You're playing Pokemon Go? You're playing Pokemon Go?" And I was like, "Well, I mean, we live up in the woods, and we don't have a lot of Pokemon in our area, and this is my kid's account. Fuck off." I'm like, "Oh, okay, you're doing it for your kids. That's pretty cool." Yeah. They're not as high of a level as I am on Pokemon Go, so I mean, I wasn't playing Pokemon Go for the kids, but for the sake of a grown man walking around a cemetery on his lunch break, or while he goes outside to catch a quick smoke out of his vape pen, then for fuck's sake, yeah, he was playing it for his kids. That way, no one was saying shit, and it was a if. Work was listening, then it was a completely tobacco vape pen, so nothing out of the ordinary there. No reason to call HR on that one. Fucking HR's worst nightmare. But I need some help. I need to put this out into the zeitgeist. Have the universe do its magic. Logan Paul, if you want to buy my Pokemon collection, make it worth my while, buddy. I mean, been sitting on these bad boys for 20 years. It won't hurt me to sit on them for 20 more. You pay a good amount now, or I'll hit you up later in life and be like, "You want to pay a better amount now then?" So, I mean, it's up to you, buddy. You want to buy this whole collection now, make it worth my while, wipe out debts and whatnot, and you get to have one of the finest collection of Pokemon? Or do you just want to know that Dipshit Dal is out and about and has a more rare collection than what you have? You might have all the cards in the world, buddy, but you don't have my cards. I'm gonna cut this to be like a fight promo. Listen up, Logan Paul. Let me tell you something, brother. You think that you're hot shit with all your Pokemon cards? Well, guess what? To be the master, you gotta catch 'em all, brother. And you haven't caught the ones that Dipshit Dal has, brother.
So, Logan Paul, what's it gonna be, brother? Are you gonna sit back and just know that dipshit Dal is hanging on to these Pokemon cards? Or are you gonna make it worth his while? And are you gonna cash out and give him a deal? I gotta flag that. Good shit. So yeah, that'll clip it, but let's talk, you know? I know that you just spent quite a bit of money on certain cards, but I have multiple of the cards, okay? I don't have multiple of all the cards, but I'm telling you, I got the whole collection, the original Pokemon cards, plus some of them are duplicated. Some of them I have the dark ones of from 95. Some of them are holograms. Some of them have double holograms, Logan Paul. So, I mean, it's up to you, buddy. Do you want to just, it's up to you there, Logan Paul. It's up to you, Logan Paul. Do you want to sit there and let dipshit Dal have more of the original Pokemon cards than what you have, brother? These Pokemon cards date back to 1995. Before you were even thinking about doing any of your fighting for free against one of the great ones who never paid you. Or do you want to sit there and make me a cash offer? Do you want to send me over some money via PayPal or Cash App? And do you want to have the original 150 Pokemon cards? Or do you want to make a high offer and give me more money in the bank? To where then, brother, you're gonna get some more hologram cards. You're gonna get some double up cards. You're gonna get the whole original 150. And then some. What's it gonna be, brother?
So, Logan Paul, the challenge has been issued from Dipshit Dal to Logan Paul. You're being bullied by a billionaire. Don't let this happen to Dipshit Dal, buddy. So, Logan Paul, please make it worth my while. You know, I'm a businessman. I've been holding on to these for 20 years. But as long as you're out there and you're collecting and you think you're catching them all. Right now, I'm kind of the Ash, and you're the Gary. Keep that in mind, okay? I'm just the underdog from Pallet Town, sitting there in my black and white life, living it out. And then I get up and I walk over to my TV, and then my TV says that it's playing a movie about four boys walking on a railroad tracks. That was my life, buddy. I grew up watching Stand By Me. Playing Pokemon. Pokemon Red. Guess what? Fucking beat it. Multiple times. When I was 10. Guess what, buddy? You were only like 4. So, I mean, yeah, are you more successful than me in life? Of course. Not an idiot. Does that make me a little bit upset that I'm not successful and that I didn't go towards YouTube and try and do anything? Yeah, a little bit. But guess what, buddy? You're the Gary here, okay? You got Professor Oak as Professor Oak, aka YouTube, getting you all this hype and everything like that. You don't know what you're dealing with. You got a little kid from Pallet Town coming at you, Gary. I gotta go and yeah, guess. That's it, man. I gotta run, and I gotta go and talk to Professor Oak down at the Poke Center. And guess what, Logan Paul? Before you even had a Game Boy Color, I bet you 100 billion YouTube views that I already had beat Pokemon Red, Pokemon Yellow, and Pokemon Blue. And guess what, buddy? Figured out the hack on how to get infinity everything. So yeah, I would go to whatever city I had to go to. Talk to that Pokedex person. Leave that place. Go over to the different city. Take my Pokemon. Surf up and down the coast multiple times. Find the missing link thing. Shut off my Game Boy Color. And then, after I shut off my Game Boy Color, I turn it back on. And guess what? The sixth thing in my Pokebag, I had infinity of. So I had infinity rare candies to keep on getting every Pokemon up. All before you had that. Yeah, you're gonna have to take that, Logan Paul. You have all your YouTube views. But the challenge has been set. You want to go around knowing that dipshit Dal is beat you at beating Pokemon Red, Pokemon Yellow, Pokemon Blue, or knowing that dipshit Dal has a better collection of Pokemon cards than you, because they're from when I was 10 years old. Take that, Logan Paul. I'm just joking. You seem like a really cool dude. Please don't send all your fans with hate at me.